There are certain scripture passages that when we hear them proclaimed, it immediately produces a reaction on our part. And right at the top of that list is from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, which states, "Wives should be subordinate to their husbands as to the Lord." There's our reaction. And for your younger people, again from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, "Children, obey your parents, for this is right." And then our own gospel passage today from Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, which states, "So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Jesus is setting the bar pretty high for each and every one of us. And finally today, from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 44, which reads, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." One should argue, or could argue, that could be number one. To love your enemies and those who persecute you is a difficult task for each and every one of us. Wives, to be subordinate to your husbands, at least hopefully you love your husband. We live in a world that sadly all too often conditions us to respond as Matthew chapter 5, verse 38 states, "An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth." To quote from Gandhi, who said, "If we take an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, our world would be filled with blind and toothless people." The reality of human behavior is we want to return evil for evil. But Jesus is telling us to return good for evil, to go that extra mile. In fact, to go the deem lovable and to forgive those that in our hearts we truly do not want to forgive. I remember a story. And let me share a short story with you. It's a situation that occurred a number of years ago during one of my men's ministry groups back in Wisconsin. We always set time aside for intercessory prayers, and everyone stated their intentions out loud. And there were prayers spoken for people who were battling various illnesses, addictions, loss of employment, family situations, and so forth. And then one gentleman stood up and asked everyone to pray for the soul of Osama bin Laden. There was complete silence. You could have heard a pin drop in that room. It was just when our military forces had killed Osama bin Laden. Bear in mind, in this room of Catholic men were a number of veteran military personnel, a number of current first responders, firemen, policemen, and medical personnel. And after that long, silent pause, we did pray for the soul of Osama bin Laden, because that's what Jesus calls us to do. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. No one said that being a Catholic was going to be easy. As they say, faith makes all things possible, but certainly doesn't make things easy. Should we live and act the gospel values of loving our enemies, we would then achieve Jesus' other command to be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. In God's perfection, all the pieces fit together just as he planned at the beginning of the world. For Jesus, there's no such thing as business as usual in the kingdom of heaven. But we undoubtedly should be asking ourselves, is this type of love, this type of forgiveness, even possible for us. After all, we're not light switches. We can't just turn on and off our emotions. We're not conditioned as such. I'd like to share another short story with you. This one I read about in regards to Saint Coletta, Saint Teresa of Calcutta. Saint Teresa needed some food to feed her children in the orphanage. So she went to this local bakery. She had been there a number of times. But this time, she got a different response. The bakery owner became irate at her and spat in her face and told her to stop coming there and stop asking for free donations. Saint Teresa calmly wiped that spit from her face, looked at the owner, and said, "Okay, that action was for me. Now can you help the children?" She left there with bundles of bread in her arms. This is the type of self-control that Jesus is asking each and every one of us to do. I'm certain Saint Teresa didn't obtain this type of forgiveness, this type of self-control on her own. Being of human nature, like you and I, she's not like a light switch either. Her emotions don't just turn on and off. Prayer and faith were the mainstays and guidance of her life. If I could quote from James, St. James chapter 1, verse 19. "Know this, my dear brothers and sisters, everyone should be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for anger does not accomplish the righteousness of God." Living the gospel values is not easy. It is well documented that even Saint Teresa had many years of dryness, many years where she felt God was not with her. But she continued praying. "For myself to preach on such a topic is not easy either. I have my own emotions. I have my own thoughts. I have my own opinions. And some of them, quite honestly, aren't very good. So it's a struggle for me, just like it is for each and every one of you, to love your enemies. For me to practice what I preach is always a work in progress. But I won't give up the fight. I will always try to achieve the goal to be perfect as our God is perfect. God deserves and desires nothing less." But how do we do it? The best place to start is prayer. And I'd like to share one more scripture passage with you, again going to Ephesians chapter 4. Verses 29 through 32, which reads, "Never let evil talk pass your lips. Say only the good things men need to hear, things that will really help them. Get rid of all bitterness, all passion and anger, harsh words, slander, and malice of every kind. In place of these, be kind to one another, compassionate and mutually forgiving, just as God has forgiven you in Christ." It takes baby steps. We have to first crawl before we can walk and we can run. Be it an acquaintance, another family member, a coworker, or even someone at church who we clash with, how are we supposed to respond and handle this type of situation? We have to let go of the past. We cannot let the past destroy us. We have to love those who hurt us. In fact, Jesus tells us to love those who hurt us. Still, that hurt does not mean that we have to seek their company. We don't have to try to endure further hurt. Sometimes the best thing to do is to have less contact with that person. That's the crawling part. The next thing we can do is with the help of prayer is to control the feelings that we have, the discomfort that we have with that person. Those are the baby steps. And then hopefully and prayerfully, absence breeds forgiveness on both parties. And that could eventually bring us to that walk and running stage. Jesus tells us we are all called to the kingdom of heaven, loving our enemies and being perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect is key and crucial in helping us all enter the kingdom of heaven, which we all know is our number one goal in life. Amen.